नमो महापतन्नाय
came in this world. At first he was n mother. And after that, he became Jagannath-deva, Rakshadeva, and Subhadra. Now, where do you? Nowadays, festival, Makar festival is going on in Jagannath Puri. More than this, devotees are in Jagannath Puri. Left and left persons are driving three chariots. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, gopis that dragging Krishna in the chariot from Kurukshetra. After long time, Gopa and Gopi, Nanda Yashoda, Subala Siddham, and all the Lalita Visakha Srimati Radhikas met to Krishna. And they are requesting Krishna to be present in Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu, was in the mood of Srimati Radhika. And he's praying to Krishna. Requesting to Krishna that after a long time you have met us. We have met us. Yogi, they can meditate your lotus feet in their hearts. But we want that our heart and mind is same. But yogi, mind and heart are different. They pray that Krishna lotus should come in their mind. But we pray you to take your food, feet, in my heart, and my heart is Vrindavan. So if you will go to Vrindavan and keep your lotus feet on Vrindavan, we will consider that you have given your feet in my heart. So yes, come. So Krishna is coming. All the gopis, especially Radhika, is thinking that Krishna is coming. Krishna is telling that I don't know the way how to go. You should go first, O Radhika, and I will follow. So Srimati Radhika, like Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, going steadily forward. And Jagannath is following him. And he's so glad. Very, very glad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mode of Srimati Radhika, he's feeling that I should examine Krishna, whether he wants to go really in Vrindavan or no. If I'm not going to Vrindavan, so he came in the best side of Jagannath. Opposite to Vrindavan, not going to Vrindavan in Kurukshetra side. Jagannath, he stopped his chariot, not going towards Indraachal, Vrindavan. He was saying that Srimati Radhika should come forward and then I will go. And if Srimati Radhika is not going to Vrindavan, how I should go? What I have to do? I will not go to Vrindavan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes forward, Arat goes forward. And then he comes there. Backward, then that not going. And teams even. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided all his devotees in 7 parties of Kirtan. In one, Bhaktisar Pandit was dancing and Sok Damodar and all the doing Kirtan. In another Kirtan party, Nityananda Prabhu was dancing. In one party, Haridas Thakur was dancing. In any Bhaktisar Pandit was, and he followed me. 2 mridangas was given to them, 2 in each party. And so many devotees. So everywhere Kirtan was going. 2 inside, 1 in backward, and 4 in front. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everywhere dancing in 7 parties, 7 weekends, it became 7. But no one was seeing, they were also seeing, only seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in our party and dancing here with here. Like Krishna, between 2 gopis he was dancing. Each gopi saw that Krishna is with me dancing. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 7 parties became 7 shifts and began to dance. Everyone sings, oh, Krishna is our party. But especially, Vardhan Bhattacharya was there, and with him the king Prataprudra was there. Prataprudra told to his Sarvam Bhattacharya that I am seeing that in 7 parties Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has become 7 shapes. For it, how it is so wonderful. I'm seeing everywhere Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in 7 shapes. He told me, you are so fortunate to see all these things.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mercy to you. So you are seeing, otherwise anyone cannot see and realize. So don't understand now that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done a pratigya. Pratigya
means?
Promise. I will not see Prataparudra king because he is Vishayi. Vishayi means? So I will not see. Don't. He should not come to me. Otherwise I will break this holy land Puri. Prataparudra has promised that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not meeting with me, what is the use of keeping this body? I will die at once. Or I will take renounce order and going everywhere. I will give up my kingdom and everything, wife and children. I will become a yogi. So both have promised. He has promised that I will never see him, and he has promised that without him I will not live. I cannot survive myself. So the promises of both were opposite. But here he is seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he were so, Sarvam Bhattacharya is telling that he has mercy to you. You should not worry that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not giving you darshan. You are so fortunate to have these things. And I see that you will have darshan shortly, in any house. So chariot was going on, and in the middle way to Sundarachalam. Rath was stopped for an hour or 1 hour. And all were giving presentation to Krishna, to Baladev and to Radhika, offering so many things, especially coconut. All falling like this to Jagannath. Lakhs and lakhs coconuts are coming. And all having some fruits, some seeds, and from their home they are offering to Jagannath. And Jagannadev, from his ears, eyes is setting everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time, he came to the very beautiful
garden
that is called Aitota, the garden of Jagannath, and he sat under it, the
root of a tree.
And he was waiting, tears were coming. Oh, where my beloved has gone? Oh, beloved Krishna, without you I will give up my life and soul. Give me darshan at once. So in Radha mood he was waiting and doing like this. In the meantime, Prataparudra, permitted by all the Vaishnavas, he came, giving up his royal dresses, this mukut and everything, like a beggar, wrapped in one dhoti, half here and half here, and he came, like a poor beggar. And he sat there, near Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no knowledge at that time. He was so much deeply absorbed in Radha mood and waiting. Who is sitting here, there, what they are doing, nothing to do. Oh, my beloved Krishna, where you are? So, he He sat there, and he began to chant the same song which Gopi had sang when Krishna became oversight in dancing Ras. The first sloka is like this: Jayati Tidhikam Janmana Braja Shrayati Indira Swaswadatrahi Daita Drishatam Dikshu Sabaka Svaikrita Sava Swang Vikinati. Gopis are waiting and telling all in a same sound. Gopi's sound was so sweet, so melodious. They were singing and waiting. Oh Krishna, where are you? You have cheated us. We have been cheated. We left everything for you, our children, our husbands, our shame, our Vedic culture, everything for you, and leaving us very far from. And they are waiting so much. Perhaps you are not the son of Yashoda, because Yashoda is so much merciful. But you are so cruel, living alone in the forest. And so darkness here. And we are women. We fear. And still you give up. And where you went? Perhaps you are not the son of Yashoda. Oh Krishna, why you are so far away from us? And telling all they are waiting. So in a very melodious tone, Pratap Rudra began to repeat all these slogans. When in the middle of this, all these slogans, one sloka was there, and he began to recite it in a very melodious tone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard and he became so glad that a sloka was Tava katha amritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriditam kalma shapaham Shravana Mangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvi Dridanti Te Bhuridajana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waiting. Who is that person giving so much nectar in my ears?
Yes. Yes.
Who are you? Yes. Hmm? Continuously coming. And he told that, what should I go? I have nothing, I am a very poor beggar. Niskinchan Vaishnav. What should I give even repay you for this? You are giving so much nectar in my ears. What should I do? He told that I am a beggar. Niskinchan Vaishnav. Nothing, only Krishna, nothing else. So I am going to give you this. This will repay you, nothing. And he took in his arms and sent it. All the Vaishnavas sing from distance, they were so happy and glad that he was requesting to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not knowing this person, that he is Pratap Rudra Vishayi, and he has given, embraced him. So merciful, wonderful mercy. No? Pratap Rudra was के साथ हो गया, के साथ हो गया,
grateful,
his life was successful. Without that, and my life has been successful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has touched, not only touched by him, even he also became faint and rolled and weeping, weeping. What is the meaning of this slok? Very deep meaning. Gopis are telling to Krishna. There are so many classes of gopis were there. So, all the classes of gopis had their own mood. So there were, that can be meaning of this slok in seven and so many kinds. The words are same. But the mood is like different. Like you are a thief. Are you thief? Oh, you are thief. So many meanings. First meaning, really you are a thief. Second meaning, oh, you have taken my heart. Like there's so many meanings. One word will. It depends on mood of devotee. So one class gopi, Chandravali, telling the same slok, but meaning is different. And Srimati Radhika Lalita Vishakha, this part is telling the same, but another meaning. Shyamala Bhadra, they are of different class of gopi. They are telling the same, uttering same words, slok, but meaning is different. We can explain some of one or two. Tava katha amritam. Tava katha amritam. Your pastimes are amrita. Amrita means nectar. We have heard a nectar of so many kinds. One nectar of demigods. They have churned ocean through of this source, Kheer Sagar, and Amrit Nectar came. And for this, they all began to
fight
each other. I will take. In the meantime, Mohini came. Mohimani Krishna himself became Mohini. So beautiful girl of 16, anyone cannot imagine. Both parties saw, and their dresses began to come out. All the shots. He at once took the pot of Amrita. Oh, you should not be worried. I will divide equally to all. And she looked in the parties of demons and they smiled and they became mad. They saw that she is loving us and she will marry us. Not towards God. Okay, sit down in two lines. Are in one line. God, demigod, one side and
demons another side.
Because you are both brothers. I think that demons are senior, elder, and demigods are
younger.
So no harm, you should sit in a line and decide. Only see, smiling and cheating them. And in demigods, he began to distribute. and is attributed all to demigods, not to any
drop
and
of
after this he vanished away. Oh, those not a drop was given to him. So this nectar, Indra and all they what drank that. But he still there was anger,
love,
lust and all these qualities in them. So only by drinking this nectar, nothing is good. When it not, we cannot have any benefit. It will but
increase
more our lust, our anger, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, lust. Everything it is. So this nectar is by name and by taste it is good. Like we drink what?
Whiskey.
Wine. Russian? Russian.
Vodka.
Vodka. And mad, we can mad, be mad and we can fall on the any
drain, near drain.
And think that I am
emperor.
And that friend's dog will come and they will go, I can. Can I wash your mouth?
And then, water.
That will bring water and wash.
Salty water.
So it is not good. But there is also another kind of what? Moksha amrita. Liberation. This the Brahmagyani are managed to have this mokshamrita. If anyone drink it, he will be liberated from this world. Miserable, suffering, sorrow, birth, death, everything will go. But actually it is not so sweet. Then third is prema amrita. Love nectar. What is that? It is stored in the bank of gopis. This cream. Affection is there. If only one what to tell up a drop and sprinkle will do everything, basically. Kam, krodh, moh, mad, aishwarya, all these things will go away forever. Anger, lust, everything. All the offenses, everything is all melt, like melt. And time will come. And they will be qualified to serve Krishna and Radha, conjugal. He will have never to come in this world. He will never come. Those who go there, they never return to this world. Forever, they begin to serve Krishna. And always happy. No any problem there. No quarrel there. Nothing is there. Their heart becomes soft, sweet, fragrant, and all the quality comes. So this is prem amrita, nectar of where it is found? In Vrindavan. Where? In the stores of gopis go and everywhere. So he is telling, tava katha amritam. Your pastimes are actually amrita.
Nectar.
And more superior than all worldly, these are goddesses or mokshamrita, liberation. If anyone having this is so fortunate, so all the devotees are doing practices for this amrita. But your katha is himself. Amrita nectar. If anyone hears any a drop of that your kathamrita, your pastime, he will be liberated. He will go to Vrindavan, no problem at all, and he will never die. Sometimes gopi wants to die. Why? Not seeing Krishna. So suppression is there like that. So, it is serving Krishna in this way. By hearing his katha, Krishna becomes himself that not amrit,
nectar,
and comes through the fierce ahiyas. So he is telling that there is tava kathan vratam, sapta jivana. Those are feeling so much difficulty, sorrow, suffering. All will go away by hearing this katha. So if he will hear, or if he is hearing with honor, with great faith, a strong faith, Krishna katha, Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, told in tenth canto, we can have all these things. No sorrow, suffering. All premises will solve. Forever. Sapta jivanam kabhir iritam. All the kabhir. Kabhir means like Sur, Das, Narada, and Kavya are all poets. But not only poets. Divine poets. They have told in their writings that if anyone hears Krishna katha, he will have to get nectar. No suffering and sorrow. Tavakatamitam takta jivanam kabhiritam kalmas atam. All sufferings will go. Kalmas means?
Papa.
See? Often says everything will go away. Like magic. Kalmas atam samay mangalam. You are hearing this katha. You will have this nectar. If you are not hearing, or you are thinking that I will hear, I like to hear, this mood also gives that nectar. What I told you? If anyone has desire to hear this katha, he will be also liberated and he will be qualified to have that nectar. And he will have. And Krishna surely comes in their heart, happens by this peace, and if any one can, Krishna is there. So in this world, who is most merciful? Bhurida Jana. Bhurida. Bhurida means anyone is giving something, and he is Dasa, Manigila. In this world, there are so many big donors. They can donate. Dollars. But yes, that's not actually donors. They cannot save us life by doing. They will increase all the years. So actually, who is donor? They can donate. Oh, it's not. They will be a black. Hey,
next week.
Chanting Hare. He said this book here, Bhagavata. And telling that, oh, if you want to be happy, come to me and hear me and tell you Srimad Bhagavata. So here, I become happy forever. I never want any for this or this. Free of all faults. I make it here. I shall stay here. Why? Hearing this, hearing this, Krishna katha, what kind of Krishna? Very soon he will let us look and leave it. Give up all these bad practices and everything. So, who is that? What about you? If anyone speaks about Hari Katha, it is so good. So why you are not coming to us? You should come. Because we are so suffering your separation. So you come. Another book is what I say. I do it. I'm not sure I can go. Tabakata, Mertam. Your Kata, Parsan Kata is poison. You are so happy in life. From the activity. From the... But I know who told us your Parsan Kata, your love Krishna. And sometimes we decide. Relation, husband, all the world, family, and others.
I can come to you and no doubt, but no fact. I become specific. And that lucky, you have to win. Follow that, you're this year and what is life? We are doing this. We are realizing this. If we are never, I just never, I never, I must follow this.
Thank you.